Tax dodging is criminal and unfair to the PAYE workers, who invariably will end up footing the bill if the Exchequer can't take in enough revenue, says the sister. And that comment comes in relation to the question that we asked in relation to RTE. First of all, have a listen to this.
Hello, I'm a reformed TV sponger.
He's a mug.
And I'm using my head. I'm putting £1 TV licence stamps in this book.
Ha!
One stamp a week, and at the end of the year, I've about enough to pay for a colour TV licence.
He's a mug.
It's painless. So make sure you have the right licence for your TV set. And don't be a TV sponger, because the squeeze is on. Get your TV licence savings book from any post office.
Yeah, I watch a fair few videos, Top Gun, Back to the Future, stuff like that. I like music stuff too, so I've got U2 and Purple Rain. I pay the licence fee even though I don't watch that much regular TV because, well, you need a licence even to have a TV in the house. Trouble is, I'm paying for him too.
If you don't pay your fee, you make others pay your share. It's just over £1 a week and it's the law.
You don't have to love it, but you do have to pay it. It's the law. Get yours now at tvlicense.ie or any post office.
Yeah, there you go. That's just some of the ads. Old, older, and the most recent ad that you will hear from your radio, you'll see on your TV, pleading with you, reminding you that it's your responsibility if you have a television to pay a TV license and buy a TV license. Well, the story is continuing, and those ads perhaps maybe are continuing to fall on deafer and deafer ears. The figures, as I went through earlier on, the income from the license fee continues to decline, with 48 million generated from just under 300,000 TV licenses sold for the first 5 months of this year. That's on course to be a decrease on last year. Last year was a decrease again on the year before and on the year before that. Going back to 2022, there was a 13% drop between 2022 and 2023, 947,000 to 824,000 TV license sales fell. The money is dropping as well. And a number of Sinn Féin TDs, Darren O'Rourke and Piers Doherty, are now saying it's clear the TV license funding model is completely broken. The single biggest contributing factor is scandal after scandal in RTE. In 2019, over 1 million TV licences were sold, and we're on course for a lot less than that this year. Piers Doherty is saying and told the Tánaiste during leaders' questions yesterday in the Dáil that the government need to choose between chasing people through the courts or making the decision to fund RTE through Exchequer funding. What's your view on that this morning? Get in touch with us on the programme. We've been asking you. With me on the line to talk about this in more detail is Dr. Colm Kenny, who's Professor Emeritus at DCU, the former Chair of DCU Masters in Journalism programme. Colm, good morning to you and thanks for joining me again.
Thank you, Gerry. You're welcome.
Now, what's your view on Sinn Féin's call? The numbers aren't lying, really, are there? There's a very bad fall over the last 4 or 5 years on people paying their licence, and the money is dropping away, draining away from RTE.
To answer your first question about what Sinn Féin are calling for, Sinn Féin could be in government very shortly. One has to be sceptical about its attitude towards RTE. If RTE was to be directly funded entirely by the Exchequer, in other words, by the Department of Finance, it would give the government considerably more power over RTE, and that's problem number one. Problem number two is politicians, when they say this kind of thing, seldom tell you how it's to be funded. Are Sinn Féin suggesting that they cut social welfare to fund RTE? It's not clear. I doubt very much if they have said. I think the ads you played earlier were very interesting because they were so awful, in my view, lecturing people that it's the law. It's certainly not what we need at the moment. People need to understand why we need multiple sources of financing for the media. It's in our interest. The world has never been more complex. We never had a greater need for good journalism, for in-depth revelatory, spilling the beans on what's going on at every level of society. And the problem is we're going in the wrong direction. I mean, just last week we heard that Phoenix Magazine is going to close down.
After 40 years.
Time, after 40 years. Now, I know a lot of people have been stung by it and haven't always liked it, including myself, but it fulfills a necessary role in society. You know, spilling the beans is very important. It's important that we have independent media from mixed sources of revenue. And there's a strong case to be made for why we need to pay for a national broadcaster that is at least largely publicly funded. Sinn Féin is right in one respect. RTE has made a terrible mess of presenting the case for that kind of television license funding. But that is not good reason for abolishing it. RTE has not been reformed adequately. There has been very little imaginative thinking about what RTE should look like nowadays, but it needs to be explained to people what we will lose if we lose RTE across the board. It might be possible to privatise some aspects of RTE, but we need a publicly funded public service broadcaster. It has generally served this country well. Now, of course, all this celebrity culture that has been bred inside it and the ridiculous management errors that have been made in recent years that have come to light in Dáil Éireann, they're very unfortunate. But in this country, we sometimes seem to throw our hands up at reform and say, sort of, what can you do? And then opt for the worst possible solution. Such as abolishing the licence fee. We need to have the mettle to stand up and say people should pay it. 300,000 people are paying it. It's well worth the value. And if people don't pay it, then chase them through the courts. Why not?
And that is what needs to be done, you think. You have to keep it, that independence, you think that's absolutely crucial. This is something that I know Micheál Martin was talking about a couple of years ago when they carried out this review and they opted against what was recommended by the report. They said, no, you know, number one, it could cost 300 million a year, which is no small money for the Exchequer. And number two, I would worry, he said, about the independence. I think it would be a threat to democracy if the the national broadcaster was dependent on whatever government of the day for its money.
Well, we all know the old adage that he who pays the piper calls the tune, and I'm a great believer in it. You know, ultimately, when push comes to shove, when there's a crisis, when the chips are down, whatever term you want to use, whoever is paying the bill has a lot of influence. Now, it doesn't mean that every single organisation is like acting dishonourably because it's owned privately or it's funded by the government. But the tendency goes in that direction. And you can see what's happening in the United States, where media is in crisis, where there's been deliberate attacks on its independence through takeovers by multimillionaires, where public funding has been slashed. It's lamentable where local media is weak. We have a mixed system here with, you know, Commission na mBan is funding certain kinds of local journalism. It's boosting us in relation to coverage of the courts, for example. It's providing money for certain kinds of documentary production. Advertisers are paying for more again. The license fee pays for yet more. And that's a good system because you have a lot of different competing interests and it helps to maintain competition. And that's terribly important here in Wicklow, where I live. We just lost one of our local newspapers, and it will be missed. People don't know what's going on in their own area. Local radio fulfills that function, of course, to a greater or lesser extent in some areas. In Kerry, it certainly does. And we need a mixed system. It's in our own interest. If we don't have these things, we won't know what's going on. We won't learn what's happening in our own society. The scandals won't come to light. As it is, there's not enough. There's not enough experienced journalists. Too many journalists are low paid. Too many are on short-term contracts. We just don't have enough sources of long-term investigative journalists. Many of the things we do know that have come to light about Irish society over the past few decades have only come to light because of good journalism. Some of it within the state, some of it from outside the state, like the Beef Tribunal or the initial child abuse scandals. But you could list a long range of stories that we simply wouldn't know, that we would never have been told if we didn't have a properly mixed system of broadcasting funded from different sources. So I don't know what Sinn Féin is on about. I would be very worried that Sinn Féin and government would put pressure on RTE not to report stories, you know, in a way.
Well, they would say They would say they wouldn't be doing that. They would ring fence the money and it would be out of the control. It would have to be paid, but there wouldn't be no power of the government of the day. Now, how you could do that, I don't know. But as you're talking, Colm, you mentioned the United States. Is that probably the best example of the dangers of this? We see what's happened under Donald Trump. You take 60 Minutes, the probably the most recognised news programme in the world, completely eviscerated, their presenter fired. This is after David Ellison, a key ally of President Donald Trump, bought CBS through Paramount last year and has totally changed the news ethos of it and tried to effectively shut down 60 Minutes from its investigative programming remit. Is that the clear example? You've oligarchs can take over and they can decide and they can, you know, totally change the news input and the journalism input and only put people in who will be complementary to the government of the day.
It's a very clear and alarming example indeed. And as a result, we can see a lot of the American public, they don't get the sources of news that we have in Europe. And they're not getting informed even of basic facts about their own society. I think people are open to being persuaded. If the case for funding is made strongly and well, and politicians need to have the courage to stand up and to do that, then I think the public will be prepared to pay for it directly through a licence fee and will expect other people to pay for it that way. I mean, they're going to pay for it one way or the other.
Has there been a failure to do that, Colm? Has there been a total failure? From politicians to RTE itself with the lecturing ads, if it's the law, you need to pay it, instead of concentrating on maybe, I won't say educating, but emphasising the stuff that wouldn't happen if there wasn't funding for public service broadcasting.
I think it's very important for the government to emphasise the case for all kinds of variety in broadcasting, from local radio and local newspapers through to the licence fee for RTE. And I don't think that has been done adequately. And I think there's been a failure to pursue people and to put in place a proper collection system long before these scandals broke in RTE. That was quite clear. The government doesn't like being unpopular coming up to elections. You know, there'll always be people who will point to someone who's been chased for the licence fee and it'll be said that isn't fair. But we're going to pay for it one way or the other, or we're not going to have it. I mean, if the government's paying out of the exchequer, that's still public money. It's still taxation. There's no magic source that Sinn Féin are going to find when they get into government that will allow them to suddenly come up with the equivalent of what's being paid across to RTE at the moment. RTE is a pretty good system of funding when it's balanced. They have advertisers, which allows RTE management to say to the government if they come under pressure, oh, look, we can't do that. We have to be seen to be professional or our advertisers won't come to us. And if the big advertisers put pressure on them, RTE can say, well, look, we're partly funded by the government and we can't do just what you say because that wouldn't be public service broadcasting. And that system has served Ireland overall very well since the foundation of Radio Éireann and RTE. People aren't stupid. You know, people will understand that if it's explained to them rather than a finger being wagged at them and told that they're breaking the law. I mean, that's, I think, about the last thing I would use as a persuasive tool.
Yeah, has there been a failure of political will in this area as well? Even taken away from RTE, it must go back 15, 16, maybe even 20 years. I remember foreign ministers Pat Rabbit launching a report. I remember Alex White of the Labour Party as well, when he was in charge, launching another report to overhaul or an independent review of how we collect the licence fee and what we do. And every time, and then we had that one in 2024, every time you were looking at it, it was, look, this is seen as a charge, another charge, politically unpopular, so we'll just put that into the back drawer and we won't bother changing anything. Is that part of the problem here? Is that why the system is broken? Because several governments have failed to reform it meaningfully.
Well, I think there's been a bigger problem in more recent times. I think there was a basic understanding of what was required, even if it wasn't perfect. But I think there's been slippage. And, of course, because of the breakdown of kind of the monoliths of media and the opening up of the internet, it becomes a harder case to explain, perhaps. People aren't quite as clear. But imagine tomorrow if there was no RTE. I mean, imagine if it just closed down, and that's not entirely impossible at some stage if the media a landscape continue the way it was going, imagine what would be lost, and it would be considerable. And I'm not saying that like Sinn Féin are the only ones who might want to exercise control. Every political organisation ultimately in the end of the day...
There'd be a temptation there, Colm, is what you're saying.
Of course there's a temptation, and the temptation would increase the greater power you gave the Minister for Finance. I mean, the words the Exchequer sounds great, it's kind of vague and abstract. What it means is the government would be paying for RTE, and you can bet your sweet bippy that ultimately if RTE was annoying the government every second week too much, that pressure would come on, as I've seen it come on in the past and experienced a bit of it myself when I worked in RTE years ago. There will be political pressure to tone things down, and ultimately there will be editors asking that dreadful question, is it really necessary, of reporters and producers? You know, that's usually the question that comes before it's decided not to make a programme that's going to annoy somebody.
Okay, all right. Listen, Colm, thanks very much for giving us your view on it this morning. That's... Colm Kenny there, who is with us on the line talking about the licence fee. He's viewing it. Dr. Colm Kenny, who is Emeritus Professor at DCU and former Chair of the DCU Masters in Journalism programme, speaking to me about his view that, look, it would be a terrible idea to fund it from the government. Governments of the future would be tempted to put pressure on if they were getting bad press to try and... affect things editorially. RT needs its independence, but there certainly does need to be reform of the whole system, that's for sure, with the way licence fee are going. What do you think? Are you in favour of what Sinn Féin are saying? Fund it through the Exchequer. It's a guaranteed source of funding every year. Don't have to be chasing people through the courts. Or should people be chased through the courts? If you're one of those people who have bought their TV licence, you think, I'm paying for it, I value it because of what it provides, but I need to... feel that my neighbour is as well, and they need to be penalised if they are not paying their TV licence. Give us your view on that.